Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. What is up, my friend and fellow anti-netter? Scott Shepper here. I want to share something with you. It is a tweak that I made to my nutrition, and really not even nutrition, like it's just habits. I think nutrition is really overrated, like diets and all of that stuff. The most important thing is, can you create a sustainable habit that you enjoy? Now, one of the things that I've done recently, like maybe a week and a half ago, is I did two things. First off is I do the whole trendy, I guess you can call it trendy, the term is intermittent fasting. And that is essentially, I mean, you know, the layman term is it's just freaking starving yourself. But what really it means is, in the mornings, I only have black coffee with a small little stick of a pinch, you know, like a little, I don't know, penny sized amount of butter mixed up and blended in. And I only have that and that alone until either 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. And then I only eat between, you know, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. around there. Like nothing crazy, because, you know, like I saw this clip earlier today on YouTube of like Mark Wahlberg, who looks like he's like emaciated himself to this point of extremity that I'm just like looking at him. I'm like, dude, you're there's like something wrong with you. He's waking up at 3:20 a.m. and does a huge bodybuilding workout at 4 a.m. and then, you know, fasts all day, and then does a F45 workout. And I'm like, man, that is extreme. And he only eats, you know, between like 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., something like that. And it's like, that's just, come on. Like, and his excuse is, you know, that he's not a sicko and doing it for any reason. His excuse is he's doing it for Lent. So I don't know, maybe that'll get him clout amongst the Catholics and even more followers for his movie Father Stew. I digress. Anyway, here's what I'm getting at. I've started to do this less extreme, less Wahlberg insane version of the intermittent fasting, aka I have just black coffee, a little bit of butter in it, just helps sustain you and so that you're not starving all day. And then that's the first little tweak I've done. The second tweak that I have done, and I'll explain the benefits in a second, but first let me just lay out the prescription. So that's the first change. The second change that I've done is this, is I have cut out like drinking Chardonnay on ice, which is kind of my signature. And it's one of those things like where I used to, like if I was writing an email or writing something by hand on my writing desk, it would be a nice little dosage of dopamine to have like a little splash of Chardonnay on ice to make the writing process a little bit less excruciating and, you know, as if it feels like work or something. Now, what would end up happening is, you know, like after a little bit of even just like a small bit of that is, you know, you find yourself getting a little bit more tired and you kind of like clock out of productivity mode and work mode and working on your craft. And so I've cut that out, and that is the second prescription. So just those two changes alone, I have been able to, and I say this like, and I'm dead serious, I get about 3 hours more of productive work and mental clarity, and I wake up way better in the mornings, and it's just been this freaking cheat code on getting stuff done. And my fellow, there's one fellow subscriber of the Scott Shepherd Letter, a guy named Mike Gaston, and he shared with me, like, we were talking on the phone the other week. He shared with me he has done the same thing regarding alcohol, and he's just like on fire. So I've got to share that with him. And then we've got my longtime consigliere, Terry Greer, who listens in on these podcasts. That man is a machine who's cut out alcohol completely. And so that guy already, you know, he doesn't even realize the cheat code that he has, probably. Anyway, like, it's something to think about, doing. And I don't want to be an extremist and cut it out completely. Like, I'll have it like in social settings and stuff, like alcohol. But just those two changes alone, man, I've been freaking on fire. So I wanted to share that with you, as let that percolate, and that'll give you an idea. And I'm not saying like, hey, jump on it and do it now, but it's something to think about and something to try out. So anyways, want to share that with you. I'm heading to the office, and I had the option of either sharing that with you or, you know, listening to a podcast and consuming content, but I decided to produce something for my fellow anti-netters. Anyway, I'm going to go into the office and grind and kick ass and do what I love to do every day, which is reading, thinking, taking notes while also making a hell of a living. Peace and love, and stay crispy, my friends. Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepherd. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love: writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.